500 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. Give my office a call today. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial now for your free information kit. 800-581-1414. That's 800-581-1414. 800-581-1414.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, otherwise mostly cloudy, then clearing mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, mid-80s with calm winds. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lower 60s. As we head into Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny skies with temperatures in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 64.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA yesterday extended free meals for kids through December 31st. The announcement, according to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, allows summer meal program operators to continue serving free meals to all children into the fall months. The flexibilities include permitting meals to be served outside of the typical required group setting and meal times, as well as waiving meal pattern requirements and allowing parents and guardians to pick up meals for their children. Democrats have asked Perdue to make the flexibilities available for the full school year. Now, previously citing failure to do so, Debbie Stabenow, a ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, said she's pleased USDA finally listened and agreed to extended important school meal flexibilities. In the announcement, USDA said, while we've had some well-meaning people asking USDA to fund these for the entire 2020-21 school year, obligated to not spend more than what is appropriated by Congress. The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture Board has adopted a new strategic plan to guide the association through the year 2025. NASDA President-elect and Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture Ryan Quarles chaired the 14-person strategic plan working group comprised of NASDA members. Quarles said the new strategic plan will guide the state ag officials as they engage in many other partners in the critical journey. NASDA's new mission statement is grow and enhance American agriculture through policy, partnerships, and public engagement. NASDA's new vision statement is agriculture leads the way towards a healthy and resilient world. Over the next 5 years, NASDA officials say they will be tackling tough expectations on government affairs, membership engagement, partnerships, as well as public outreach. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. A sound preconditioning program helps ensure the health of weaned calves. At Valley Vet Supply, you'll find vaccines for blackleg prevention and respiratory wellness, including pneumonia prevention. Consider feeding Cargill's Right Now Onyx Mineral during weaning. It's specially formulated for stressful situations. And let's face it, weaning is stressful. Keep your calves healthy, increase weaning weight, and ease your stress by shopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas.
Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says a 15-year-old boy is the fifth suspect to be arrested in the killing of a 78-year-old man at his home in the southeast Kansas town of Eureka. Officials say the teen was arrested yesterday afternoon on suspicion of felony murder, aggravated burglary, felony theft, and conspiracy to commit felony theft. Four others were earlier charged with the same counts in the killing of Danny Hsu. Greenwood County deputies found Hsu's body on August 19th during a welfare check at his home. Kansas Secretary of Commerce David Tolan today announced the appointment of Craig Van Way to the position of Manager of In-State Business Development. Van Way will manage the Commerce's Business Development Regional Project Managers, the state's team that supports the growth of existing Kansas businesses. Van Way will remain based in Pittsburgh. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event.
based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on Auto Data Compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says that two people died in a fiery crash after one of the drivers apparently drove the wrong way on a highway. Deputy Lieutenant Tim Myers said the collision happened late Friday on K-96 just east of Mount Hope in central Kansas. He says the two cars burst into flames after the crash. Officers who arrived on the scene tried to rescue the drivers but were unsuccessful. Myers says the investigators believe that one of the vehicles was driving west in the eastbound lanes of K-96. The accident is still under investigation. The Kansas Supreme Court has reversed a Topeka real estate developer's conviction for threatening another man, saying a law used to convict him criminalizes free speech. The court based its decision on its October ruling that struck down a law that made it a crime to speak with reckless disregard for whether one's comments could cause fear. The court found that the law could make some protesters' comments illegal, violating the free speech protections. The Shawnee County District Attorney's Office will have the option to try developer Kent Lindemuth again or dismiss the charges. I'm Stephanie Austin.
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle. And for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance, protecting what's most important to you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Embattled Nebraska U.S. Senate hopeful Chris Janicek is doubling down on his refusal to bow out of the race despite relentless pressure from the state Democratic Party after he admitted to sending sexually offensive text messages about a campaign employee. Janicek reaffirmed his pledge to stay in the race during a press conference at his Omaha bakery. The Democratic nominee has until 5 o'clock this afternoon to request that the state officials remove his name from the ballot, but he made clear that he has no plans to do so. Nebraska is launching a new campaign to promote local agricultural companies to foreign countries, many of whom are the state's biggest customers. The new campaign is called Nebraska Straight from the Good Life and will be managed by the State Department of Ag. Agricultural companies that are based in Nebraska or have a significant presence in the state will be allowed to participate for free. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes. Yes.
Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Now 10 positive cases of COVID-19 reported within a week in Washington County, with the latest pair confirmed Monday. Another was added in Marshall County Monday as well, bringing the cumulative total to 15. These updates from local health department officials now vary some from the statewide COVID map updated through KDHE. Cautions include avoiding closed spaces with poor ventilation, crowded places with many people nearby, and close contact settings such as close-range conversations. Social distancing is encouraged, masks when appropriate, and frequent hand sanitization practices. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard Public Works report the Waterville Bridge repair is complete. They had a call into the engineer regarding cost share application for replacement and are waiting to hear back. St. Bridget, bridge repair is complete, and the crew has moved on to another bridge in St. Bridget Township recently damaged by flood. The board discussed the proposed budget, made an adjustment to the appraiser's budget request, not allowing an additional employee in the appraiser's office this time. Commissioners then approved for publication the submitted budget, which will drop the county mill levy to 49.09 mills. A budget hearing is scheduled Tuesday, September 8th at 8:30 a.m. Commissioners met in executive session to engage in preliminary discussions relating to acquisition of real property with Sheriff Tim Ackerman present. No action was taken as a result of this executive session. Washington County Commissioners at a recent meeting heard that the state will build a shoe fly for a bridge repair on Ash Creek south of Washington sometime in 2022. Commissioners voted to accept the 2021 budget. Nemaha County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week voted to approve a memorandum of understanding between Gage County and Diode Communications for the purpose of building a fiber to the home network to 90 homes in rural Gage County, which would include areas on Odell Blacktop and Pioneer Acres. Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation to approve special use permit for addition of an anhydrous ammonia station to an existing commercial site was approved, with no opposition coming forward at a public hearing. The facility will combine several farmers' cooperative anhydrous sites in populated areas to a consolidated rural area. A motion was approved adopting resolution authorizing early redemption of the county's highway allocation fund pledge bonds. A public hearing regarding wind regulations was well attended and went several hours with consideration of amendment changes proposed by Larry Alder that would increase setback requirements for wind turbines and non-participating rural homes to a full mile. A proposed wind farm in northern Gage County by NextEra could be in jeopardy if the restrictions were extended from the current 3/8 of a mile. A survey of 555 responses online showed nearly 90% in favor of the extension amendment. Planning and Zoning passed a recommendation in favor 6-1, and supervisors have the final say on the issue. A fatality accident was reported in Brown County Saturday night. Glenn Aston, age 66, of Humboldt, Nebraska, collided with a vehicle which reportedly crossed the center line, driven by Lana Bachman, age 46, of Centralia. Glenn Aston died as a result of the accident, and Lana Bachman was transported to a Topeka hospital with serious injuries. Rose Rottinghouse Hyman, age 86, of Axtell, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery at a later date. Rosary Tuesday at 2 at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca, and at 7 on Tuesday at St. Michael's Catholic Church. Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Rose Hyman. Clara M. Seitz, age 93, of rural Burchard, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Salem United Church of Christ, rural Steiner, interment at the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Clara Seitz.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Support your community with a Pony Express Match Day this Friday in Marysville. Your contribution toward worthwhile organizations and causes make a difference today and for the future. Learn more at ponyupmarysville.com. A reminder from these proud community supporters, including United Bank and Trust, Blue Valley Technologies, Bruna Implement, Free CPA, Kramer Oil, and CJ Express.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Tuesday, we have a stationary boundary across the central into the east central parts of the Midwest, bringing some areas scattered showers and thunderstorms. That will continue to push off towards the east southeast slowly as we head through the middle of the week. With this system, maybe a little bit of some scattered showers and thunderstorms early, otherwise dry weather as a high pressure system moves in, and we'll see sunny skies tomorrow through the end of the week. So across the area, chance of storms early, cloudy, then clearing mid 70s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid-80s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lower 60s. For Thursday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temperatures, lower 80s, and Friday, sunny. That's a look at your local forecast. This is weatherology meteorologist Megan Melford.
At Reflections Hallmark, proudly display life's unforgettable moments or give the gift of lasting memories with one-of-a-kind framing. Celebrate your favorite memories or display an old treasure. The custom framing department at Reflections Hallmark features quality frames made in Kansas from sustainable hardwoods grown here in the United States. Bring your unforgettable moments to Reflections Hallmark and let them help you preserve that memory. So much more than just your favorite Hallmark store. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature early September 86. Recent record high hit the century mark on this date in 1990. The average low 63, a record low of 48, set in 2009. Sunset this evening 7:56. Sunrise in the morning at 6:55.
There's a fresh calendar page today, and we have the highlights you should know about. It's a September preview on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 1st, the 245th day of the year. Tarzan creator Edgar Rice Burroughs was born in 1875, and Ernest Hemingway published The Old Man and the Sea on this day in 1952. The seventh month on our calendar gets its name from the Latin word for seven, septem. Here's a few facts about September 2020. It's been designed as piano month, a good excuse to tickle the ivories or just your favorite piano player. September's full corn moon will rise at dusk tomorrow night and will pause to observe Patriot Day on the 11th. An under-acknowledged but worthy observance, National Grandparents Day, falls on the 13th. And you can start rehearsing your R's for Talk Like a Pirate Day on the 19th. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about September at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Tuesday. Michael Franco and Bubba Starling had RBI singles in the eighth inning, and the Kansas City Royals rallied to beat the Cleveland Indians 2-1 in the first of a three-game series. It was the Royals' first win this season when trailing after seven innings. Scott Barlow picked up the win in relief for Kansas City. When the KU Jayhawks take the field for the 2020 football home opener September 12th against Coastal Carolina, there won't be fans in the stands. KU Chancellor Doug Girard said the decision to play the first home game in an empty stadium follows advice from the university's pandemic medical advisory team. Girard said Kansas Athletics will contact ticket holders impacted by the decision. The Kansas City Chiefs finalizing new contracts that would keep head coach Andy Reid and general manager Brett Veach in Kansas City through the 2025 season. Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones have already spoken out on the contract news, and they're clearly in favor of it. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're growing cereals for silage and looking for improved performance, check out AgriPro brand wheat varieties SY Monument and SY Grit. Wheat is an insurable crop and from a risk management standpoint has a lower cost of production.
Plus, you can have the option to take a grain harvest.
Popular in the panhandle of Texas, SY Monument and SY Grit have earlier maturity than triticale, saving water and creating an opportunity to get the next crop into the ground sooner. For local yield data or to book seed, call your AgriPro associate. A list of AgriPro associates are available at AgriProWheat.com.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Kansas is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Kansas wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/ksvotes. Paid for by AARP.
A court filing disclosed yesterday shows Big Ten conference presidents voted 11-3 to postpone the football season, bringing some clarity to a key question raised in a lawsuit brought by a group of Nebraska football players. The vote breakdown was revealed in the Big Ten's response to the lawsuit. The court documents did not identify how each school voted, but a person familiar with the outcome told the Associated Press that Iowa, Nebraska, and Ohio State voted against postponing the fall football season. The person spoke on the condition of anonymity because the Big Ten was not planning on making the specifics of its vote public. The sports world reacting to the death of former Georgetown coach John Thompson. He was a Hall of Famer and the first black coach to lead a team to the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. Georgetown coach Patrick Ewing played center for Thompson on the Hoyas National Championship team. He called Thompson a father figure, confidant, and role model and said his legacy will be everlasting. John Thompson was 78. Mid-America Network Sports.
We'll preview the high school football season with the Coach's Corner beginning this week on KNDY following evening sports at around 5:30. Diller Odell and Southern spotlighted Monday, Centralia and Axtell on Tuesday. Hanover Wednesday with Valley Heights and Frankfort Thursday, Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:30 each evening. And our high school football kickoff Friday, Valley Heights at Marysville. Simulcast live on KNDY and KNDY FM.
Time to clean the house, but you just don't want to, right? Legacy Cleaning Services will come to the rescue. They do carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, and vinyl floor stripping and waxing. Plus, they do emergency water damage cleanup 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, plus so much more. Locally owned and operated, Legacy Cleaning Services has top-of-the-line equipment and training to handle any and all of your cleaning needs. Call Skyler Price at 785-713-1968. Legacy Cleaning Services knows there's all kinds of dirty, but only one kind of clean.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Plant your own fertilizer this fall to improve next year's garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Cover crops and green manuring have long been used to suppress weeds, improve soil structure, and add nitrogen. Cover cropping is simply planting legumes, rye, buckwheat, or other crops to cover the soil until you're ready to garden or landscape. When the cover crop is tilled into the soil, it's considered green manure. Many gardeners plant a cover crop in fall and till it into the soil in spring. Plant early enough so the crop can become established before winter. This also helps the cover crop withstand wildlife that may graze upon this green treat. Dig or till the cover crop into the soil at least 1 month prior to planting. You can also plant in spring and till it into the soil at least 2 weeks prior to planting. You may need to till twice to adequately kill clover. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It was a hymn written about a church that only existed in the writer's mind. You can imagine his surprise when years later he returned to the spot and found a church matching the description he penned in his hymn. That well-known song and church are today's feature on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
It's a hymn many know by heart, a hymn written by music teacher William Pitts at a stagecoach stop in Bradford, Iowa.
There was nothing on the property, no buildings, just a beautiful little valley, and wrote the lyrics to Church in the Wildwood, Little Brown Church in the Vale.
Pitts wrote of a little brown church that did not exist at the time. He simply saw the spot and envisioned the place as the perfect place for such a structure. A congregation that was meeting in the area eventually saw the need to build a church building.
The work was started in 1860 and was finished in 1864, right during the Civil War. So that's why it took so long, because most of the men were gone fighting for the Union. So I'm Scottish, so and I discovered that, and looking at some of the history books, that two Scottish carpenters came along and helped finish the work. So there's a Scottish connection here.
Today, Drew McComb pastors that little brown church built in the 1860s.
The congregation apparently was so poor that they couldn't afford white paint, which most country churches are painted white. So they either couldn't afford it or couldn't find it. So they eventually went to a company in Ohio and got this brown paint, which was pretty cheap and plastered everywhere.
Meanwhile, Mr. Pitts mostly forgot about the lyrics he had written several years earlier until he returned to the area to teach music.
And then he came back a number of years later to teach in the Bradford Academy, which is just up there, and discovered, lo and behold, here's a Little Brown Church.
The hymn, Little Brown Church in the Wildwood, was sung at the dedication, but probably would not have become well known if not for someone else who popularized it. That's next time as we travel the countryside near Nashua, Iowa. I'm Andrew McCray.
Mushrooms are a high-value crop, but take a lot of know-how and attention to grow. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Hear how a commercial mushroom farm makes it all work as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Fresh mushrooms you bought from the grocery store likely came from Pennsylvania. 64% of the nation's mushrooms are commercially grown in that state. Gail Ferranto is a third-generation mushroom farmer on the board of the Mushroom Council and the president of Bona Foods in Landenburg, Pennsylvania. She says you can grow 1 million pounds of mushrooms on less than an acre of land. They grow theirs vertically in windowless buildings.
The mushroom beds are stacked one on top of one another, and there's maybe 4 feet difference between the bottom bed and then the next bed. And they usually are between 7 and 8 beds high. The size of the room can be anywhere from 6,000 square feet to 15,000 square feet.
The mushroom houses are climate controlled with a perfect temperature and humidity levels for each variety.
Some species, such as oyster, are grown in bags and hang from the ceiling. Toronto says they harvest over 3 million pounds of mushrooms per year. When you farm fungi on this scale, you're harvesting by hand every single day.
Some farms will harvest two different shifts because mushrooms grow so fast. We harvest in one shift and we stagger our crops so that we have mushrooms for the next day. And that's part of the education and the training for the harvester, to train them to not mow a bed down, to selectively pick so that tomorrow you have mushrooms as well. That's really important to our flow and to the healthiness of the crop.
Ferranto says they usually get three flushes from a mushroom bed before they start over with new growing material and spawn. This is purchased from companies that specialize in those processes. Learn more about mushroom farming at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Little, I thought it would be so much fun to be a bird so I could fly high and see things from a new perspective. I actually remember taking running leaps off of our porch, hoping just once I might take flight. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, having a bird's eye view of anything gives you a new perspective. It's an understanding of the bigger picture, and this is absolutely true for your finances too. If you know what your money big picture looks like, you'll have the financial clarity that it takes to make better financial decisions. It all starts with your values and your goals for the future. Maybe that means providing protection and security for your family, or perhaps it's pursuing a new career. It could be having enough so you can give back to your community and your church. Wherever your journey takes you, keep in mind that money is a tool to live out your faith and values. So fly high and see the bigger picture. You'll achieve more financial clarity and have a more meaningful and grateful life.
Meet one of the finalists in Syngenta's Rooted in Ag contest today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion,
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Each year, Syngenta's Rooted in Agriculture contest invites folks to honor the people who inspired them. One of the three finalists this year is Stefan Fitzpatrick, who recruits and works with primarily minority students at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore and is also pursuing a doctorate degree there.
I started my ag journey 17 years ago. I was a military kid, and I was introduced to it through FFA when I was in the seventh grade. Once I got to high school, I ended up becoming a chapter president and was going to the national and state competitions, and agriculture ended up giving me a full ride to college. I finished my bachelor's in agriculture, and since then I've been an advocate for students who are interested but didn't have that support when it came to agricultural advancement.
Fitzpatrick's mentor is Karen Hutchison, a longtime advisor with Delaware FFA.
Karen Hutchison poured so much knowledge and life and kind of motivation into me. And I had the opportunity to reunite with Karen a year ago. And for her to see me from at that time a seventh grader to now a grown man working in higher education was a major full circle moment for me.
To find out how you can vote for your favorite finalist in Syngenta's Rooted in Ag contest, visit NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Today we are having a conversation with Chris Allen at Frontier Farm Credit. Chris, as we know, farming and ranching has always had its shares of challenges, and today's environment isn't really any different.
That's right. The ag industry as a whole has always had a number of challenges and opportunities to face from one year to the next. Weather, markets, trade, etc. Some of those things that farmers can control and some of those things farmers can't control. A key to being successful is to identify which ones are within your control and then having plans around the ones you can't.
So what are some of the things that producers can do today to navigate these challenges?
For producers, it all starts with having a good understanding of their cost of production. It's hard to understand where changes can be made, how to improve profitability, or how to take advantage of opportunities if they don't have a detailed understanding of what it takes to produce the commodities they are raising.
So how does a producer get started to gain a good understanding of their cost of production?
First, they need to realize every operation is different. Most producers today think of their cost of production in terms of variable cost per acre or per head. We're talking about seed, chemical, fertilizer, fuel, feed, etc. But what they need to consider is that a large portion of their cost of production can be made up by their fixed costs, including family living expenses and debt payments. Cost of production can be vastly different from one operation to the next just based on their fixed cost. As an example, some producers need to cover all family living expenses with farm income, while some might have off-farm income to supplement. Also, some producers might have more payments on equipment and real estate, where others may not. That is why we really encourage our producers to know the costs specific to their operation.
So if a producer gains a good understanding of their cost of production, what can they do next?
Once they have a good understanding of what their costs are, they can start to look at today's prices to see if they are profitable or not. If they are, they might start to consider what a marketing and risk management strategy looks like. If they find their cost of production is higher than current market opportunities, then they need to start looking into where they can cut costs within their operation. Over the past several years, producers have focused on cutting back their variable costs, so there may be less opportunity in this area. Also, cutting variable costs can work to a point, but producers need to make sure they don't cut too much that it starts to adversely affect their operations production. This is why we really encourage producers to look at their fixed cost structure as a great opportunity to lower their overall cost of production.
So what are some ways a producer can look at impacting their fixed cost structure today?
A good place to start would be to evaluate their family living if they haven't already. Once again, they need to understand how much needs to be covered by the operation and how much can be covered by other income sources. As with variable costs, family living has been cut in many areas already over the past several years. From what we have seen, the biggest impact producers can make to their overall cost of production, specifically on the fixed cost side, is their debt structure. This is generally something that they can control by refinancing, re-amortizing loans out on longer terms to lower payments, and restructuring the debt on their operation to achieve a lower annual cost of production, as well as improve liquidity. Doing so can dramatically improve cost per acre and or per head for operations, and there really isn't a better time to do it. One of the benefits of today's environment is the opportunity to lock in historically low long-term fixed interest rates. This can not only improve a producer's profit margin, but can also provide protection from the interest rate risks producers might have with variable or short-term adjustable rates.
So how can Frontier Farm Credit help?
As a financial cooperative owned by farmers and ranchers that is dedicated to serving agriculture and rural communities, we have the expertise and tools that can help producers navigate these tough financial decisions. As I said earlier, with historically low fixed interest rates, now is the perfect time to look at refinancing debt to help set your operation up for long-term financial success. Since each operation is different, we would be happy to sit down with producers and review what options and tools we have available. This is a fantastic opportunity for all producers, and I would encourage them to go to our website at frontierfarmcredit.com or to contact their local Frontier Farm Credit office to see how we can help.
KNDY.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, every sector in the country, especially the agricultural sector, has been challenged and has been pressured by the COVID-19 and the tight economy. Kearns and Associates economist Steve Myers talks about the swine industry and that being one of the major industry segments that's been under severe pressure due to COVID-19.
In general, the producer segment is certainly in some difficulties. We've had a couple of large producers announced that they're liquidating, which is quite unusual. Even history, when we've had the economic tough times for some large producers, they've been purchased by somebody else. In this case, both of these large producers are liquidating, and part of it is they're in geographic areas where there might not be others to buy those facilities.
Now, the good news is that as we continue to implement the PPEs and safety precautions in different industries, the operational capacity for pork packing plants has continued to increase as we move along with the virus.
There was a time when I thought that we would probably be fortunate to get back to 90%, and then we got there. It looked like we were going to get there pretty easily, and we thought 95% was a pretty good number for future working operational capacity of packing plants, just due to the changes that they had to make on spacing and shift changes and all those kinds of things due to coronavirus. And so because of that, it would slow down the plants. Last week, we were at 96.2%. So, a pretty good number. We think that that's shows excellent recovery from this thing. I don't think we can stay there week in, week out. I think we'll have some problems develop. So somewhere in this 95-97% of previous capacity is where we're going to be. And that
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes. Yes.
Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you, so you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. Rustiak Ford.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers in Central Iowa cleaning up and preparing for an uncertain harvest following the duration
derecho storm earlier in the month. Michael Clements tells us how much work is ahead for the region.
The derecho event cut an 80-mile swath across Iowa, impacting roughly 14 million acres of crops and severely damaging 4 million acres of corn, while soybeans appear to be recovering. Iowa Farm Bureau President Craig Hill says the damage is devastating.
Many of our fields are flattened, grain bins destroyed, buildings, roofs were lost, some homes, of course, lost siding and roofs as well. Power lines destroyed, cell service, internet service was all lost. We had 500,000 homes without electricity, and some were still without after about 10 days of extensive repairing.
Hill says harvesting downed corn is difficult, and finding storage for harvested crops will be a challenge going forward.
Machines will be slowed, and many of those machines were damaged in their buildings. So a lot of our harvesting machines aren't going to be ready. 57 million bushels of commercial storage and probably 60 million of farm storage has been lost. And we'll be cleaning up for a year or two, so these structures will not be replaced immediately.
From flooding last year, a pandemic this year, and now a derecho, Hill says those events are changing Iowa agriculture permanently.
These events have taken a broad swath out of Iowa, dashed the hopes of a lot of our farmers. Some will be able to recover, others will not. We will depend a lot on insurance and disaster relief, but this will be years before we recover completely, and some farmers will take this opportunity to retire or find a career somewhere else other than the farm.
Michael Clements reporting.
Find more ag news online anytime, agview.net. Reliable and relevant, we're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flura.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here, to talk about ways companies and individuals have worked to help support 4-H and FFA and other livestock members who don't have that grand championship auction and source of income because of the cancellations and the postponements. So let me share with you one of the stories I received when I asked for what you're doing as individuals or companies to compensate the 4-H and FFAers. And I heard from Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial is a financial organization that serves people in Illinois, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. And they started a program before the fairs began this year to help support these young people. The idea was simply this. We're going to establish a Blue Ribbon Project Fund. And according to John Munson, Chief Mission and Marketing Officer at Compeer Financial, here's what they did. With many summer events being canceled, including county and state fairs, our farm team wanted to still be able to recognize and support and work with 4-H and FFA members with the Blue Ribbon Project Contest. And so young people across the Compeer's 144 county territory in Illinois, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, they encouraged young people, livestock exhibitors, to submit photographs of their champion livestock projects, and along with the photograph, include an explanation of what their project meant to them. Morrison said many of our team members participated in fairs growing up or have kids showing at fairs now, and we know that we want to figure out some way to support them without the livestock auctions. So 542 total submissions, 54 entries were awarded as winners or grand champions, and each received $100 for themselves and $100 for a nonprofit organization of their choice. Grand champions received $500 for themselves, and they also received $500 for their nonprofit organization. Winners were determined based on age and geographic location, And they, as I say, awarded quite a few livestock exhibitors in 4-H and FFA who entered the contest before the fair season began. And right now we're in the middle of fair season, and I, for one, am really missing going to county and state fairs and to participating in those auctions of projects beyond livestock. But, you know, photography projects and crop projects and livestock projects all entered by 4-H and FFA club members. And so I salute Compeer Financial for coming up with a unique idea to recognize the hard work that these people have put into their project work for the county and state fairs, and then sharing what those auctions at county and state fairs meant to them and what they would use the money for. Most of it was to buy next year's project or invest in a college education. So thanks for sharing with me that idea, and if you have any others, let me know. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
KNDY.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Farmers getting ready to retire should decide how to transfer livestock and machinery to the next generation. Explore the options on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Farmers are faced with how to pass down assets such as livestock and machinery to their children. Every situation is different and needs to be carefully worked out to benefit both parties. David Bao is an extension educator in agricultural business management at the University of Minnesota. He says one option is to gift a portion of the machine over a period of time. For example, let's say you have a $150,000 tractor. For each of the next 10 years, your child is gifted one-tenth of its value. After 10 years, the child will own the tractor. If you can't afford to gift things away, Bao says to draw up a lease agreement with each lease payment credited toward the principal.
So in other words, instead of going to have to pay $5,000 a year for the next 10 years to rent that equipment, well, that's really $5,000 that's going to go towards my principal payment. You can't say that in the contract legally, but you could have a buyout clause. You can just have that agreement between parents and kids that says, I'm going to, at the end of time, sell you this tractor, combine, or bobcat for this value. That works, and that gives the parents some income stream if they're retired and the sons and daughters are moving into the operation.
With livestock, he says breeding animals and regular livestock have different rules.
Most of the time when you sell your livestock to your kids, it's going to be ordinary income right up front. You do have some people do buy livestock and then have the depreciation on that livestock, but if they raise the livestock and they became part of their breeding herd, there is no basis in that to really worry about. And they can do the same thing I just talked about with equipment. They can choose to gift it to their kids.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about transferring livestock and machinery at agriculture.com.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. In for Sam Speck, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we look at the markets today for the grain, soybeans, and livestock on a Tuesday, really not a whole lot of movement today, and we're seeing just mixed across the board, a little bit of red and green all over the place, except for the wheat. We are seeing a lot of growth in the wheat today, which is nice to see. September wheat up 12 and a half right now to 556 and three quarters. We see December wheat up 11 and three quarters to 564 even. March wheat sitting 11 points higher to 571. And a half. KC wheat for December is sitting up 10 and a quarter right now to 45 and a half. And KC wheat for March is up 9 and three quarters to 496 even. Over in the soybeans, we see again just kind of mixed and here and there. November soybeans down 1 point to 952 and a half. We see January down 1 point to 958 and three quarters. Soybean meal, they've been mostly in the red throughout the day today and just still lingering there. September down 180 to 302.80. Soybean meal for October is down 170 to 305.20. Soybean oil for October is up 5 cents to 32.78. And December soybean oil is up 4 pennies to 32.90. Over in the livestock, we've seen it kind of dip back down a little bit into the red as December live cattle down 2 pennies now to 108.95. February up 15 cents to 112.47. In the feeder cattle, it's mostly red here. September down 42 cents to 139.87. And October is down 40 cents to 140.22. And the lean hogs, they are still seeing green right now. October is up 1 1/4 to 54.82. And December is up 67 cents to 55.80. So not too bad over in the lean hogs today for the most part. Real quick, looking at some interest rates. 30-year bonds for September right now are down a hair to 177.11. 10-year notes for September are up a hair. The September U.S. dollar index up 19 cents to 92.32, and the mini Dow future is up 56 to 28.472. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on Auto Data Compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0%
APR. We've been your hometown country station for the past seven decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.